This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
It's Amy Marks Kors and Chris Ranji on 104.1 FM KMOX, and we are very happy to have in studio with us, actor, and you just heard him singing just now, Blues Brother. It's Jim Belushi who is with us. Belushi's Farm is it has multiple dispensaries, or a partnership with dispensaries here in the St. Louis area and in the Ozarks, and Jim is in town. He'll be in St. Charles and Pacific today, and then he will be in the Ozarks multiple locations tomorrow. We are happy to have Jim with us in studio. How's it going? Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. Nice to be here. Good morning. Good morning.
So you've been to St. Louis before. We don't know when, but we know you. We know you've
I
been
know
here.
I was here. I know I was here many years ago when we got diverted leaving Toronto. We had to stay overnight here in St. Louis.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's when people usually end up here, as they got diverted.
Diverted. Well, yeah. I know, but I came up with the best Second City sketch that I've ever done because I was inspired by a chef at a hotel here in St. Louis. And I did a scene called Benny the Denny Chef.
Uh-oh.
I'm your Denny Chef. Let me give you gastronomic bliss. Benny the Denny Chef. Here he comes now. Look at this. Anyway. I do remember St.
Really?
Louis for being an inspiring place.
What was it, about this chef that inspired you?
Honestly, I'll tell you. I was with a piano player from the 60s, jazz guy, and he was a pothead.
Yeah.
Okay.
And we were stuck in this hotel, and he needed some boo, is what he said. Boo is what he called it. And we were looking on the street. I said, I don't know. You know, and I'm coming up to people. Do you have boo? And they're like scared of me, right? They're like running from me. I'm going, hey, man, I don't know how to help you. He goes, let's go downstairs, the hotel. I'm sure there's somebody in the staff, right? So we went down to this little banquet room downstairs. There was a piano, and he started playing piano. And it was like this jazz. And it was like the Pied Piper. And all of a sudden, this dude with a chef hat walks by, stops, looks at him, walks up to him, goes, you want some pot? We laughed so hard. The guy gave my poor guy a joint.
That's so impressive.
And so he wrote this song called Benny the Denny Chef. Based on him, I'll never forget Benny.
Well, we're glad we can inspire something.
Yeah. I mean, it was a pot story. I mean, I don't know. Well, I'm here in St. Louis, you know, selling my cannabis at the different dispensaries. So I guess that's appropriate.
It is perfectly appropriate.
And okay, well, you started your cannabis company in Oregon?
Yes. When Oregon went legal, I had a farm and I didn't really want to raise cattle. I didn't think I was a Chicago boy could do that. And Danny Aykroyd said, Jimmy, you know, this is it's a legal state. You should grow cannabis. And I went, all right. So I started just growing, like, medical marijuana.
Yeah.
Like, 12 plants, and then 36, 48. And then all of a sudden, we got greenhouses, and I just got so into this beautiful plant. The relationship with this cannabis just grew, and the medicine, the spirituality involved with it, the healing that's involved with it. I was just inspired, and I just been following it. You know, as an actor, my job is to make people feel good. That's been my purpose all these years. And I realized that cannabis makes people feel good. I'm still on purpose.
Yeah.
So the two businesses kind of fold together.
Well, it's impressive that you did so well with the first 12 plants. I don't have a green thumb. I mean, it could have gone south real fast.
The south is where I lived. Let me tell you, there is a learning curve in cannabis. I mean, I did not grow the greatest stuff that first time around. It took me a few years to really understand how the micronutrients, you know, like 64 degree, you know, soil in order to absorb into the roots and, you know, flushing the plant with the irrigation, and the nutrients and what the difference is in the cycles. The looms, 1,100 looms of light. And when clouds come, it drops to 750. And we augment it with lights to bring it back up to 1,100. Oh, yeah. It's,
that's a whole lot.
This is farming. This is not, you know, some guy in the street with a hoodie selling pot in a baggie.
That's Dan Aykroyd.
That's Dan Aykroyd. Ah, Jimmy, just go out on the street with a baggie. The way they used to do it.
You say you lived in the South. You talking about Carbondale? Because I know you graduated from there.
Yes, Carbondale. Yes, SIU, yes.
What is it with people from Chicago going to Carbondale?
Well, it wasn't for... It wasn't for dating. Because when I was going there were five guys to one girl.
Yeah, all right.
So I used to have to hitchhike up to up to Champaign.
Oh, yeah.
And Bloomington.
Well, I went to Illinois State.
Oh, that was, it was the opposite. It was like four girls to one.
Oh, it was great.
Wife ended up being my wife. I used to hitchhike up there to see her in Bloomington.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Steak and Shake was one of the first ones there.
That's right.
I love Steak and Shake there.
Oh, that's fantastic. Yeah, I was at the very first Steak and Shake. It's not there anymore. It's something else. But at any rate, so it was always interesting to me that people bypassed Illinois State, bypassed this area, and went straight to Carbondale from Chicago.
Well, I transferred from a junior college.
College of DuPage. COD, I know about that one, too.
What a great school. I didn't realize how great it was, but I went there because I didn't want to take the SATs because I didn't want to know how stupid I was.
Yeah.
So I went to COD.
Yeah.
I got a ton of experience acting. I mean, I went to a junior college. You had a great program. I was in every play. I did stage managing. I did lights. I did speech tournaments. By the time I got to Carbondale, I was a pro. And I just walked right through that program. I was in everything.
Your first experience or maybe foray into acting, and correct me if I'm wrong, was it that you were not prepared for an assignment? So you pretended to be a guy upset about the Vietnam moratorium, and then like the next day you failed the class, but they put you in a Chekhov play?
That's pretty close, yeah.
I love that story. What was that?
It was October 15th was the first Vietnam moratorium. And I was out in the suburbs. And it was Monday morning, and I was walking to class that morning, and I didn't know what I was going to do. I had to deliver a speech, and so I put an armband on and a headband on, and when they called my name, I went up and I was pretending I was a hippie. And I said, hey, man, where were you yesterday, man? You should have been there, man. We got to stand up. We got to stand up for our rights, man. And they're all going, Belushi, you weren't there. But I was doing a character. And I got a D on the speech because the organization sucked.
Yeah.
But he was a theater guy.
The teacher?
The teacher. Yeah. And he was casting a one-act play that night.
Oh.
So he asked me to come And I said, well, I don't really do that. And he goes, well, just tell a story. So I told a story, and he gave me the part, and that was it.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I had a best time.
That's
I remember
really
that play, the first laugh I got on stage in front of that audience. There was this adrenal flush of my system, and I was like, I like this.
Oh,
that
yeah.
was it.
You had that immediate feedback from a crowd.
Wow. It's hard to explain, but when you're doing comedy especially, what goes on in your mind and in your body during the duration of a laugh? Hmm. That's the magic. And I chase magic. I want to keep finding that magic, that feeling. And by the way, there is a lot of magic in cannabis.
Well,
no, yeah. not just like getting high or stoned, but the magic that I run into are people with, you know, 85 bones that were broken in a car accident, and they were addicted to opioids and got off opioids, and the cannabis has made a difference in their life and their family. The stories, the veterans, the VA, you know, the VA gives these guys a bottle of 600 Oxycontin when they come back.
Yeah.
And to hear the stories of their transition, it's amazing. It helps with the wellness of cannabis, helps with sleeplessness, Alzheimer's, PTSD, hopelessness, anxiety.
I was going to say one story, too. I saw a really cruel disease is Parkinson's, because you just want to relax and you can't stop shaking. And it can help relief with Parkinson's.
It helps. Yeah. You know, this is, I can't say that this is a cure of things, but it helps. I mean, there was a woman told me a story about this older man. She went over to visit the house, and he had Alzheimer's. And he had bruises up and down his arm. And I said, what the hell happened? They go, that's from restraining him.
Oh, man. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right? I said, give him a gummy. You know, and they did. They got him a chocolate bar. And I said, does it help? He goes, he's sitting in the backyard looking at the birds in the trees. I said, oh, just to bring that down without opiates.
Yeah. You're clearly passionate about this project, this thing that you've been doing. What is your favorite thing that you have done in your career, whether it's acting? I mean, this obviously you love, but what's your favorite thing when you look back?
I don't know. You know, the greatest thing about what I do is I'm always in the moment.
Yeah.
And so I always forget as that moment passes.
Well, you're the Blues Brothers.
You know, well, I got to tell you, I get asked that question all the time. And the truth is, it's like your hand. You know, you got five fingers. You know, I love all my fingers. You know, I love acting in movies, drama, comedy. I love, you know, I guess performance is the best.
In front of an audience.
Yeah, because there's a community sense and there's a communication and a high level that is quite a beautiful magic.
Yeah.
Chasing magic.
Improv, and that's what you did.
Well, that was my training.
Second Cities, yeah. And that is really tough. I took a couple of writing classes there, and I would not have been good at it, I don't think. So, but and watching the improv shows, I still don't understand that.
Yeah, and that's kind of a prevailing thought with most people. Yeah. And me being on the other side of it, it's like, okay, be frightened of it. Go ahead, stay out.
Yeah.
Because it's not as frightening as you think. I mean, you're improvising all day. You're improvising with me right now. It's, you know,
well, and I still don't know what I'm doing.
Yeah. Do you think I did? Yeah. Well, I just went on stage. Worked. I went on stage and started talking and followed certain rules. There's five rules, you know.
Was the white guy rap improvised?
No, that was written. Hello, everybody, and how do you do? My name's Jim B. I'm a rap for you. Tonight's the night to feel all right. Lord knows the best part is in Santa night. So chill out, cool in. I'll say it again. Chill out, cool in. Let's begin. I'm a white guy, and I take no crap when I deliver my white rap. Well, you wonder how a man can stand to be uptight, polite, and white like me. Well, you know, I got my money the old-fashioned way. My granddaddy dropped dead one day. I'm rich. Hot damn. I never had to go to Vietnam. So I asked this girl to be my wife. She's Bert and Bergie, this white guy's wife. She's extremely white. All right, we walk with our buttocks extremely tight.
You gotta write that sucker.
That was in 83. Okay. I went to a movie called Wild Style. Couldn't come up with anything. We're sitting at Rockefeller Center trying to write on a Monday and a Tuesday, you know. And so we said, let's go for a walk. When I bought a little butt of weed, smoked a little weed, went to this movie called Wild Style. It was graffiti, house music, and breakdancing. It was a wild movie. And I came out with my buddy, and we were rapping. Right? It was really about a graffiti movie, but the house music and the rap is what came out of it.
Yeah.
And so we wrote that song. So I was like one of the first breakdancers, rappers on TV, man. I called Tupac that.
Come on.
I was in a movie with Tupac.
No.
I said, I was rapping before you, man. It was me and Grandmaster Flash. That was it, man. Give me this crap. Come on, Tupac.
What do you say about that?
He just laughed. He was a good dude, man. I did that rap for him. He laughed his ass
awesome.
Off.
That's great.
I do have to just note this. I know we probably got to go soon, but I also want to say I was 7 when Curly Sue came out. And so when I watched that movie and her suspenders and that hair, and I remember thinking, well, this is a career choice I hadn't thought of. Like, I mean, Curly Sue was so amazing to me.
I know. Every 10-year-old girl has seen that movie.
Oh, it's such a great movie.
Yeah, it's a cute, cute movie. It was a John Hughes film. And
she was so cool.
Alison Porter, yeah. You know, she later on went on Broadway and did Chorus Line.
Oh, really?
She won one of those music shows, The Voice.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
It was one of them. Yeah. I can't remember. She
a friend
won.
Of ours was on the Voice. He did real well. A local guy.
Oh.
Yeah.
Neil Salzig. They asked me to do that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, PSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
What's that? Guess the guy. Masked.
Oh, the Masked Singer.
Yeah.
Did they really?
Yeah. They ask me every year.
You're not going to do it?
No, I'm not going to do it.
Why?
I don't know. I've never
You're
watched
this show. You're multi-generational. Everybody knows you. You should do it.
Well, you know.
Why don't you think about it?
You guys negotiating already for these guys?
We get nothing out
You're
of it.
You're making people happy. And people will see you up there and... Eventually.
Guilted him into it.
Yeah, that's what you're doing right now.
Do it, Jim. My God. Do it. By the way, let me tell you that K-9 is my favorite dog movie.
Oh, yeah.
Because the dog doesn't die.
Correct.
When I was a kid, it seemed like there was a string of dog movies.
No,
like,
it wasn't. There was Turner mine, Hooch, and it was Turner and Hooch.
Turner Hooch, dog dies.
Hanks killed the dog.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Idiots.
Thank you for not killing the dog. Jim, thank you for not killing the dog.
Well, we did a fake kill. He got shot.
He got shot, but he was okay because he had the vest.
Yeah.
And oh, I remember.
I remember that scene because it was very difficult for me to do. He was in the hospital, and I was trying to act it. And I didn't know how to do it. I called my acting coach. I said, I don't know what to do. And he goes, what's the matter? I said, I'm getting too dramatic or something. And he goes, well, is he really dead? And I went, no. And he goes, all right, well, then talk to him like you know he's not dead and that you're just messing with him. And I was like, oh.
Yeah, there, that's great.
And that's what made that scene work.
Jim Belushi is in town. He will be in St. Charles at 11 a.m. You gotta get going here soon. At High Profile Dispensary, meet and greet with Jim. And then at 2 o'clock in Pacific, Missouri, at Vert's Dispensary. And then tomorrow, several locations in the Ozarks, Osage Beach and Lake Ozark. So
Latitude and Codes.
Mm-hmm.
And then
you got the Belushi bash.
The Belushi bash.
Yeah, and then there's a bash. I'm going to jump up at Lazy Gators on Sweet William Road between 7 and 11. I'm going to do some blues with
a blues
band. We're going to have a little celebration. You know, I've got these partners here in Missouri, the C4, that are growing the greatest cannabis. You know, Ty, Craig, Brandon, Ari, they're just doing a great job. And we're doing very well because of their cultivation and their purpose. So I'm happy to be here supporting the brand. And I mean, you should try it.
I might try as soon as you
leave. Yeah. I mean, we got pre-packaged stuff. Pre-rolls and fuse rolls. And we got hash coming and vape pens coming and gummies coming. And C4 is doing it all. And these are great dispensary partners, so I'm happy to be here.
Well, enjoy your time in Missouri. You're gonna go see Yakov when you're in the Ozarks?
Okay.
Yeah, go find it. You'll go find Yakov.
I'll go find Yakov.
He's down there.
All right.
He's hiding, though, he said.
He is hiding. He's hiding from us.
Well, I'll bring him some Belushi product.
He was here in studio, a couple of months ago, and we did the interview, and then he went and sat on the couch, and he was there for like 4 hours. Took his shoes off. He was just hanging out on the couch. Yeah.
Hey man, it's a nice couch.
So if you want to stick around, you can. Oh no, you gotta be in St. Charles
profile.
At 11.
O'clock, I gotta be at
Jim Belushi, it was awesome to meet you. Thank you for coming in.
What a joy. What a joyful morning.
Absolutely. Thank you.
This is good luck to your St. Louis team. Sorry they're not doing as well as they could be.
No, you're not. You're a Cubs fan. I know.
No, I'm not. That's not a backhanded, passive-aggressive thing. Everybody has their team they believe in, and I know the feeling. You know, I know the feeling. And I mean, for many years as a Cubs fan, it's like, if we hit 500 for the season, I was like, yes! So, you know.
Just when you go back, just make sure the Bears are good this year, please.
Oh, baby, you know.
Yeah.
You know.
Jim Belushi.
That's where the heart is.
Thank you so much, man.
Thank you, guys. Thanks for your time.
Chris and Amy on KMOX.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.